Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. If today you hear his voice, hearten not your hearts. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the eyes are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a parasite against you. They will encircle you and hem you in all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is approaching Jerusalem. He saw the city. He cried. Because the people are so hard-hearted, they don't trust him. They presume the Messiah will be the liberator of the Jewish people from the Roman Empire. But the aim of Jesus coming on earth is not for political reason. He came on earth to free our souls. He wants us to be free in all things, only in trust in the love of God. When there's love, there's peace. When there's no love, there's no peace. So this Jesus, in this new time, we are more than, we through history, we know what happened for Jerusalem. It was broken down. But the new Jerusalem, the church, is speeding up by each one of us. Jesus is the head of this new Jerusalem. We are his body. When we follow him, we are building up a new body of Christ, the new church, the new Jerusalem. The renewal of our church is not only structure, it's changing of our heart. We have the gospel. We have the blessed sacrament. These two things is essential for our life. The word of God is for nutrition for body, for mind and spirit. The Eucharist is a nutrition for body of Christ. So we have thanked the Lord. Give us these practical things that we can receive every day. The Word of God is life. We don't need to study many years of theology in order to know the Word of God. Just even one word is enough to renew ourselves. The Holy Spirit is working in us. So just entrust to him. The Eucharist, when we receive him, we receive his life. Let our life be changed. This is what St. Paul says. Today is not there I live, but Christ lives in me. On a daily basis, try to live the Spirit of divine love. That means to love unconditionally, take all the opportunity to give rather than to take. When we have peace, we can save the world. And especially when during the Holy Mass, we receive the Blessed Sacrament, it's His life. So we are protected. But more important is that we keep this life on a daily basis, not once and for all. Everyone, you can renew the spirit of the Word of God in us. Everyone, we can renew the body of Christ in us. We ask Him to give the strength to love, to forgive.